Hello.
Hello, my name is Liz and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Oh, I'm not interested, thank you.
It doesn't take long, sir. Is this not a good time?
What's it a survey for?
It's about elections, about your opinion on some of the organizations and about schools as well.
Schools in Oklahoma?
About general schools in the United States. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Well, it depends who's running.
So what are the chances that you're going to vote?
Oh, it just depends on who's running. The chances?
Okay, would you say 20 definitely?
80. So not very high.
Okay, definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
What are the options again?
Definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50.
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
33. Ooh,
just
old.
Make sure that we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I would prefer not to give that.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you.
Headed for bad. Like bank closed. We won't even have access to our money. We have a horrible president, horrible politicians. You know what I mean? All that good stuff. Yeah, not good.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to write your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas. Using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, that you do not feel warm or cold. That's neutral. You can use any number between 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
Cool. Boy, we'll be on the phone for 5 hours, but I tell you, I really felt about that guy.
On a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Negative.
On a scale from 0 to 100, please, what number?
Negative.
Okay, I need a number, sir. On a scale from 0 to 100, when 100 means it's very warm and favorable, 0, it's very... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, 0 is very unfavorable.
Negative 100. Like a dash 100.
Would that be a 0? It's a scale from 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't. He's not even on that scale for me. So, like I said, I can't. I guess.
Okay, what about work culture?
Work culture. What do you mean? Elaborate that.
Woke culture or wokeism.
Oh, woke. Oh, the woke culture. It's a joke, too, so 0.
Okay, what about the National Education Association?
That's a joke, too, in my opinion. 0.
What about public schools?
30.
What about moms for livery.
What's that? What about what?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know what that is. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What about Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, 70.
Okay. What about charter schools?
Don't know much about, so I'll give him a 50.
Okay. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
Oof, 20.
Okay, and the last one is public school teachers.
60.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. And next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Charter schools or public?
I'd have to go to public schools.
Public schools much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students at each of the following? Please rate on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means that public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is develop social skills.
I'll take 10.
Okay. What about develop critical thinking skills?
8.
Okay. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Thank you.
0.
Okay. Be ready for higher education, like college.
0.
Okay. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate in the increasingly diverse world.
Negative.
What number? 0 to 10? Okay. And grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
6.
Thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public school education?
Definitely not enough.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I have not, no.
Okay, thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little. It's a joke.
Okay, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT as simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strong.
Thank you. Now, have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and racism from public schools? A lot or nothing at all?
A lot about that, actually, which is also a joke.
Okay. Tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say that would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me if you support or oppose. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Support or oppose?
I'm so sorry. Can you ask that again?
Yes. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Adding a what? I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. Adding a what?
Adding an ethnic student studies unit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, agree.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachers about race, gender, and sexuality. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly support.
Thank you. And the last one is giving parents the power to better curriculum's decisions in their school.
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
So support, agree with the
yeah, support
with the
or oppose?
Oh, support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm gonna read you some arguments that some of the others might make about education in America. Rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find a very convincing argument. 5, it is somewhat convincing, and 0, it is not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in respectful advice and age appropriately way. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing?
0.
Thank you. And the last one is, last year, the American Library Association reporting that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted including LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss things like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing?
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people's opinions change. So once again, tell me if you agree or disagree. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Show me or someone?
Somewhat.
Okay, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Sony or someone?
Someone.
Thank you. The last three questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Some college.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Drug dealer.
Would that be employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Yeah, probably self-employed.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I got hoes. So I got, I'd say bachelor.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah, 5.
Okay, and which of the following best describes your child's or children's school? Public school,
crazy.
Charter,
they're all crazy.
Private, or homeschool?
Oh, public.
Come up here, Bebe.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Okay, thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if it applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Okay, is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
City.
Okay, thank you. That concludes with our survey.
Daddy.
Thank you so much for your time and your patience. Have a good day.
What's the survey for?
It's just for statistical purposes.
Hello.
Really?
Hello.
Does it go like...